Concert here on BBC Radio 3. Broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and in high definition online. It's 11 o'clock now, time for World on 3 with Lopa Qatari.
Hello and welcome to the first World on 3 of 2012. I hope you had a very festive season, but the holidays are over and it's time to get back to the serious business of music. So let's start with a bit of contradiction.
Tiene, si me la quisiera.
Marianita, modern Iberian folk music from Spanish music professor and impassioned folk musician Eliseo Parra. On the cover of his latest album, he's got a picture of an elderly woman in traditional dress sitting on an old-fashioned wooden chair, playing a pretty snazzy electric guitar that would grace any 21st century rock band. In other words, a contradicción, which is the name of his album. And it's pretty much like his music, songs based on tradition, but with a modern touch. And on tonight's programme, I have quite a few more contradictions for you as artists mix the old with the new and come up with a few surprises. I've also got details about how you can get tickets to the launch of the 2012 World Roots Academy, taking place on the 27th of January in the Radio Theatre here at Broadcasting House in London. And I've even got a song for you where I put some words of advice to music. But that's all to come. Let's get back to the music with the fabulous trumpeter and maverick musician Ibrahim Malouf, who's going to be playing at the Purcell Rooms at the South Bank Centre on the 5th of February. This is Never Serious from his new album Diagnostic, the sounds of a truly modern marching band.
went down to St. James Infirmary. Saw my baby there, stretched out on a long white table. So sweet, so cold, so fair. Let her go, God bless her, wherever she may be. She can look this wide world over, she'll never find a sweet man like me. When I die, I want you to dress me in straight lace shoes, box back coat and Stetson hat. Put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain, so the boys will know I died standing past.
Joe King Oliver and his orchestra playing St. James's Infirmary from a fab new 2-CD compilation on Union Square. It's called New Orleans Blues, Soul and Jazz Gumbo and was put together by the journalist and author Garth Cartwright, who was curious to know if New Orleans still held up to its reputation as one of the greatest music cities on earth. The answer is a resounding yes, and I'm going to play at least another track from the compilation later on in the programme. Joe Oliver, by the way, was a famed cornet player. He was a major influence on the jazz scene in the early 1900s and mentored the great Satchmo himself, Louis Armstrong, who said if it had not been for Joe Oliver, jazz would not be what it is today. And talking of mentoring, the young artist who's going to be mentored on this year's BBC Radio 3 World Roots Academy has been chosen. To announce both who it is and the mentor that they're going to be working with, as well as to ring the starting bell of the six-month musical journey that they will both be embarking on, we're holding a launch party on the 27th of January in London, and you are invited to join us. So go grab a pen and paper, and I'll give you details of the event and how you can apply for tickets after these next two tracks. First up is Danish group Pachanka, who, in their own words, make ska fiesta punk music.
Your duck boots on, but you're all alone. sends you a big smile while he sits there on your arm. Swear you'll be the kind of father that just never been, but you can't escape what runs in the veins, rest in the DNA.
Cause you're a macho skinhead stereotype. Your father drank too much while your mama cried. Now I bet you lie sleepless most of the nights, thinking of the beatings and all the fights. And it never turned out alright. Just look at yourself now, son. You're playing on mine. Now you're the bad dude, bringing pain to mine. You need to fill it up, fill it up, fill it up one more time. Fill it up one more time. You gotta fill it up, fill it up. Come on. Fill it up one more time. Ah, yeah. Fill it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hari Sivanesan, last year's World Roots Academy protege, accompanying his mentor, Carnatic singer Aruna Sairam. And as I said before, we're throwing a launch party for the World Roots Academy 2012 in a few weeks' time. It's going to be held in the Radio Theatre, where the likes of Michael Bublé have recorded most recently. Lucy Duran is going to be hosting the event, and both previous protégés, Hari Sivanesan and oud player Khayyam Alami, are going to be performing alongside this year's mentor and mentee. To apply for free tickets, you can register your interest online at www.bbc.co.uk/tickets. Then scroll down the list of events to the 27th of January, BBC Radio 3 World Roots Academy 2012, and click on Apply Now. Or you can call 0370 901 1227. That's 0370 901 1227. Standard geographic rates apply. Mobiles may vary. But do come and join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. And that track, actually, that I played is on World Roots on the Road compilation, a great compilation of music recorded for World Roots over the last 10 years. It's coming out on Nascente on the 16th of this month. In session on tonight's programme is another outstanding young musician. Her name is Amira Khair, and she and her band are going to start by playing a song called Shoft Al Noor.
نفس الروح يا ناس شفت وشفت النور يا ناس نفس الروح يا ناس شفت وشفت النور يا ناس نفس الروح يا ناس شفت وشفت النور يا ناس نفس الروح يا ناس شفت وشفت النور يا ناس شق السما من عميق النوم طحا كرعت شق السما من عميق النوم طحا كرعت شق السما من عميق النوم طحا نفس شوفت النور يا ناس نفس روحي يا ناس شوفت وشوفت النور يا ناس نفس روحي يا ناس شوفت وشوفت النور يا ناس قد رحلة طالت حياة فتحت أبواب جنة قد رحلة طالت حياة
Gosh, what a beautiful song there, Shroft Al Noor, and the sweet, soft-toned voice of Amira. Amira, that song, it's almost like a sort of musical breath, a sort of musical breathing. It was beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
What was it about?
Shroft Al Noor means, translates to the vision of light. It's a meditation for me, actually. And it's inspired by traditional Sudanese Sufi chanting, which I take a lot of my inspiration from.
Now, you're part Italian, part Sudanese. Tell me about the home you grew up in. Tell me about your parents.
My parents are beautiful people. They are Sudanese, both of them, and originally from the Nubian region of Sudan, so very far up north.
So what were your parents doing in Italy then?
So my parents were working. I mean, when they moved to Italy, it was probably early 70s, you know? So they kind of saw a full transition of how Italy changed also during that time. And I grew up with a very different reality. I'm very comfortable with my Italian identity. I'm very comfortable with my Sudanese identity. My parents are very proud of their Sudanese heritage and their Sudanese culture. And luckily, that's how I was able to tap into that part of my life through them.
When did you move to the UK and why? Why did you come here?
Originally to study politics.
At this point, were you actually playing any instrument yourself or, you know, I mean, were you kind of expressing yourself musically anyway?
Absolutely. I've been singing since I was a child. I mean, as far back as I can remember, I've been singing, you know.
Living in London, do you consciously kind of live in a specific community? I mean, the reason I ask is that, yes, born in Italy. I mean, are you drawn to the kind of Italian community within London or are you very much in the Sudanese community or, you know?
I'd have to say neither, really. Look at just my band. They're kind of from all over the place. And my friends are kind of a mixture of that as well. And that's personally what I really love about London, that you're able to create a community that's not necessarily homogenous geographically, but it's perhaps homogenous in a different kind of way, you know? Mentally, maybe we all understand each other.
Where do you see as home?
Deep in my heart, it's Sudan.
Yeah.
That's where ultimately I feel at home. But, you know, I feel at home in so many places that I've been to also, and because there's always something you can relate to in places.
And I guess then that is where your songs come from.
Yes.
Where you're drawing essentially on your Sudanese heritage, your Sudanese culture.
Absolutely.
Very kind of contemporary arrangements. I mean, as you said, it's quite an unusual setup here. But maybe we could just introduce the band members to us.
My band members are Camilo Menjura, who is a wonderful guitarist from Bogota, Colombia. Mauricio Velasierra, who is the flute player, also from Colombia. And Elizabeth Knott, who is the percussionist from Venezuela.
And you met them all at SOAS, did you?
I met Elizabeth at SOAS. I met Mauricio on the street.
We don't want to talk about that, no.
And then eventually through him, I met Camilo. Mauricio is also a wonderful, he has his own quintet and he plays Andean jazz. And so Camilo plays with him as well and in lots of different bands. So yeah, everyone's kind of playing all the time everywhere, but somehow we found each other in the end.
Well, let's talk about more of that later on. But what song are you going to sing for us now?
I'm going to sing Mashena now.
What is it about?
Mashena means we went, but it can. I'm intending it in a kind of more in the future kind of sense. We're on our way, we're going.
A window into the future here. Mashena.
Thank you.
What a beautiful song. The sweet Amira Khair and her band, Camilo Mendura on guitar and flute, Maurizio Velasiera on flutes, and Elizabeth Knott on percussion. More from them in about 15 minutes' time. You're listening to me, Lopa Kotari, here on World on Three. Still to come in about an hour's time, a song with my name on it, and a smattering of new releases. In fact, here's one of them from high-octane London flamenco punk band Mano de Dios from their forthcoming album, Sleep Through the Morning Light, a title that alludes perhaps to ballads and sweet lullabies, but delivers, in fact, quite the opposite. This is Lo Quiero Todo.
Doblan campana, ella se casa. No tengo yo hoy muchas ganas de salir, porque yo temo que si me ve el novio me va a agarrar y mi boquita va a partir. Llámame cobarde o lo que tú quieras, no fui al cole y me escapé de la puta mil. Sus coleguitas, los legionarios, tienen las manos como pala y muchas hostias están dispuestas a repartir. Por eso me quedo yo solo en mi casa, muy tranquilito, sentado viendo el televisor. Y esa loca yo la conozco, y aunque hoy tenga esposo, sé que mañana cuando se levante lo querrá todo. Lo quiere todo, lo quiere todo. No existe muchacho y en el barrio que no se acabó. Lo quiere todo, lo quiere todo. Me quedo yo solo en mi casa, muy tranquilito, sentado viendo el televisor. Y esa loca yo la conozco, y aunque hoy tenga esposo, sé que mañana cuando se levante lo querrá todo. Lo quiere todo, lo quiere todo. No existe muchacho y en el barrio que no se clavó. Lo quiere todo, lo quiere todo. Ay, pasa niña, no hay amor. Lo quiere todo.
Mama, let go. pop sa mama, économie pop sa papa, facilité pop nos fans, pas gain difficulté. Papa, mon papa, oh, n'a pas mis à l'épto la main, à nous faire élection, nous guetter qui s'en a gagné. Mon petit fruit a dit wall en moi, mon petit joint de photo, mon petit ghetto batas, ou ma dia au cambole. Don't you make for steam les dos, casse l'auto la tête, nos badines si les côtés, don't you see les dos pas
sopa manga tenga, sopa manga tenga, sopa manga tenara. Sopa manga tenga, sopa manga tenga, sopa manga tenara. Sopa manga tenga, sopa manga tenga, sopa manga tenara. Sopa manga tenga, sopa manga tenga, sopa
Bino Barros, winner of the Best New Artist at the Cape Verde Music Awards 2011. That was Menina de Chi from his album De Corpo de Alma that came out on Loose Africa last year. Before that was a song from Mauritius, a guy called Stefano Honoré, who's better known as Menoir. He's one of the pioneers of modern Séguin music, the dance music of the Mascarene Islands of Mauritius, Réunion, Rodrigues and the Seychelles. A Mauritian friend of mine brought it with her when she came to visit over the Christmas holidays. It's called Pop l'Economie, and I played the title track from it. And so back to my session guest, Amir Akhir, with a song called Habibi Ta'al.
حبيبي تعال تعال نطلع مدام الريد اختلط بالدم مدام الريد اختلط بالدم انا ذنبي ايش هي لون الهم يا حبيبي حبيبي تعال تعال نطلع مدام الريد اختلط بالدم مدام الريد اختلط بالدم انا ذنبي ايه شي لون الهم يا حبيبي
الناس مصاب حبيبي العسل والناس مصاب
Habibi Ta'al, a song with a great groove there. And again, we're in an interesting arrangement, just kind of two flutes and a cajon. I mean, that's quite a traditional song, isn't it?
It is. But the way it's been arranged and the way we've just played it is quite unconventional, actually. And I think that's just a reflection of my band members and myself and our influences and all of that.
So is that one of the songs that you used to sing, you know, when you were a kid?
It's a very folkloric contemporary song in Sudan, yes. So everyone would know. It's not one of those very ancient or traditional songs. It has a pop edge to it, actually. So everyone would know it.
What language are all your songs in?
Arabic.
They're all in Arabic.
Some are in English.
Now, this debut album that you've got out, View from Somewhere, curious title.
It's the title of the fourth song in the album, and it's the oldest song in the album. It's the first song I wrote here in London since I moved. And for me, kind of completing that album was kind of like a full circle in a sense. So I wanted to name the entire album View from Somewhere, almost in honor of that song, which was kind of my, you know, the first delving into music.
So tell me, are your parents still living in Italy or are they here with you in the UK?
They are more so in Sudan nowadays.
So I guess that you're following quite closely what's going on in Sudan. Does it, you know, what's going on in the country, the sort of independence of the two parts of it?
I'm very connected to Sudan, not just emotionally, but also, you know, I go back all the time. It's a very strange time. It's a time of transition, and I think even though the separation has already taken place, the transition will continue to take place for a long time. For a lot of us, it's still very, very hard to conceive it, to understand, really. And the thing with Sudan is that there's just so many realities all the time. And a lot of it just depends on where you are, which part of the country you are, and how all of this affects you.
And have you played out there with your group? Or have you sung there? Have people heard your compositions?
No, not yet.
Your parents have, though, surely.
My parents have. My family has.
what do they think?
They're very happy with it now. They were quite hesitant when I was younger, you know, thinking, oh my God, what music? Why? Why do you want to become a musician of all things? But I think now they're really coming around to it and really appreciating.
They're enjoying your, in a sense, your view, your perspective on especially some of these traditional songs. They like the way you've kind of interpreted them.
That's the part they like the most, actually. Yeah. They prefer those to the other songs, definitely.
Wonderful. Well, Amira, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. And having listened to you practicing this next song we're going to hear, tell me a little bit about it, because for me, it reminds me of the kind of folk songs we used to sing that you would sing on your way home from school to make the time pass a bit better, this kind of sing and response kind of thing. Tell me about it.
Alaleya. It's again, it's a traditional folk song. We've rearranged it a bit and reworked it a little bit, and it sounds a bit different. But the essence is very traditional. It was conceived at the time of the independence struggle in Sudan. So, you know, because people couldn't come outwardly and sing about independence or about a resistance struggle against the British, it had to come in the guise of, you know, all these little stories and all these kind of innuendos and hidden things. So Alaleya, I particularly like it because of that, because it kind of, it you know, really reflects that duality, you know, and the circumstances under which people sometimes have to express things in a different kind of way just to, you know, just to be able to get by, in a sense. So I really like it.
Amira Kher, and she's going to be in Mali, Essakane, this month at the Festival au Désert, if you're lucky enough to be heading out there. Otherwise, you can see her closer to home when she plays at St Ethelburga's in London on the 10th of February. Another gig coming up, which is a must-see, is Congolese musician phenomenon Baloji. He's a lot like Little Richard, a sharp dresser, a real mover on stage and totally energising to watch, urban cool personified. He's here on the 30th, playing at the Barbican Centre in London, supporting the mighty Orchestra Baobab. This is À l'heure d'été, saison sèche, a song about the dry season when bandits prowl.
Baloji. À l'heure d'été, men in RDC, la route martiane et Baloji.
Le temps est suspendu comme hors saison. À l'heure d'été, on vit la réclusion. Fait des jours étendus comme l'horizon. On sait que tout arrive pour une raison. Août 9-7, c'est la disette. Du riz aux sardines dans mon assiette. Sans la fin du mois venir 6 jours sur 7. Donc si tu rouges, bête, baigne dans la défaite. J'ai pris ma destinée à l'arracher. Pour m'y retrouver, je me suis détaché. Ce mois-ci, la bourse étude a payé le loyer. J'ai poussé le bouchon et c'est noyé. Spoison, mes reines flottent mieux que le spleen. Vu que l'espoir décline, fils indigne qui se résigne ici. Quand les journées se rallongent, j'ai un signe car.
En passant à l'air d'été.
J'espère, 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 j'esp
ciel couvert comme une chape de béton. Pour les rejetons, c'est pas le plafond. Non pas instruit, juste à l'intuition. À trop s'exposer, on risque l'insolation. Mais à 18 ans, les soucis sont majeurs. Quand on vit accroché à son beeper. Mais train de vie m'a dévié, m'a aiguillé. À me bousiller pour du billet, mais ça y est. Dans la rue, ça chuchote, puis se chahute comme au bahut. Ça part tout azimut. Ici on fouille quand on voit les sirènes, en se disant que la liberté c'est une putain d'aubaine. Mais pour excuser mes absences, je m'invente un job de vacances. Mais septembre n'est pas loin, et tout ce qui rentre nous ramène au même point. Oh! Sous le soleil, on vit par procuration. Puis arrive la vie d'expulsion. C'en devient ma seule préoccupation. Mon obsession jusqu'à la convocation. Juillet 99, juste avant le bug. Je baigne dans le bluff. Et la justice m'aveugle. Et pendu aux lèvres de ce procureur. De ce procureur. Le sort qu'il me réserve est en ma défaveur. En ma défaveur. Ça m'a laissé sans voix et puis j'ai fait appel. Puis j'ai fait appel. Puis j'ai fait appel. Deux fois pour rien, pour des bagatelles. Pour des bagatelles. Pour des bagatelles. La justice aime la transparence. J'ai insisté jusqu'en première instance. Depuis chaque été, j'appréhende les recommandés comme des réprimandes. Les retours d'impôts, rien n'est impossible. Même les signes du temps sont imprévisibles. En passant, en passant. En passant, en passant, en passant. Moi tout voté. La nuit divise le jour. Moi tout voté. Comme l'ennui divise les frères. À l'heure du thé comme à la saison. Moi tout voté. Moi tout voté.
What's John writing? wrote the book of the seven seals.
You must believe.
Another track from the New Orleans compilation Blues, Soul and Jazz Gumbo. The soulful voice of Ernie Cato Jr. and a ballad called Hello My Lover, written by one of New Orleans' greats, Alan Toussaint. And that followed a rather surprising marriage of the Brazilian instrument, the single-stringed berimbau, with a blind Willie Johnson number called John the Revelator, a traditional gospel song about John the Apostle from the Book of Revelations. The band is based in New York and they're called Matuto, and their self-titled album is out on Galileo. You can find details of all the music on tonight's programme at www.bbc.co.uk/radio3/worldon3 and then just click on playlist. Faris and Jason Romero live in a log cabin in the woods of Horsefly, British Columbia. They make banjos and sing old-time country music. A Passing Glimpse is a delightful album that almost allows you to step onto their porch and share a bit of their life with them. This is My Flowers, My Companions and Me.
Gotta jump down, spin around, pick a bale of cotton. Gotta jump down, spin around, pick a bale a day. Gotta jump down, spin around, pick a bale of cotton. Gotta jump down, spin around, pick a bale a day.
Gotta jump down, spin around, pick a bale of cotton. Gotta jump down.
I saw Skeeter on my head, blinked his eye and I killed him dead.
Gotta jump down, spin around, weed a patch turn. Gotta jump down, spin around, weed a patch day. Gotta weed a patch turn. Gotta jump down, spin around, weed a patch turn. Gotta jump down, spin around, weed a patch day.
I saw Gally in calico, tripped and fell and she didn't say hello.
Gotta jump down, cook a mess of greens. Gotta jump down, spin around, cook a pot a day. Gotta jump down, cook a mess of greens. Gotta jump down, spin around, cook a pot a day. Gotta cook a pot a day. Gotta spin around, spin around.
I got a pig who's nice and greasy. All you ladies, shake it easy.
Gotta jump down, spin around, throw a pig.
pail of water, gotta jump down, spin around, total pail of day, gotta jump down, spin around, total pail of water, gotta jump down, spin around, total pail of day.
Little Sally jumped down, total pail of water, little Joe jumped down, total pail of day.
Little Sally jumped down, little Joe jumped down, got a total pail of water, gotta jump down, total pail of water, gotta jump down, total pail of day, gotta jump down, spin around.
I don't know, but I've been told gopher really don't live in a hole.
Say what? Gotta jump down, spin around, split a pail of water. Gotta jump down, spin around, split a pail a day. Gotta jump down, spin around, split a pail of water. Gotta jump down, spin around, split a pail a day.
Go pick a bale of cotton.
Go tote a pail of water.
Go cook a mess of greens.
Go split a pail a day. Go jump down, spin around, spin around, spin around, spin around, spin around, spin around. Go jump down, spin around, split a pail of water. Go jump down, spin around, split a pail a day. Go jump down, spin around, split a pail of water. Go jump down, spin around, split a pail a day. Woo!
Canadian banjo makers Farris and Jason Romero, followed by Oregon-based American folk singer Laura Veers and her take on a Harry Belafonte nursery rhyme, Jump Down, Spin Around, from her album Tumblebee. And so to that song from me that I promised you earlier on. Well, I may have misled you somewhat, because it's not really me singing or indeed words that I've put to music, but it was too good an opportunity to pass up. Stearns are bringing out an album by Congolese Luciana de Mingongo called Sang Bleu, Blue Blood, next week, and one of the songs on it is called Di Lopa. Yes, it's my name in a song, and it translates to So Lopa Says. Lopa is the fictional narrator of this song, and she, I assume it's a woman, is talking to a friend saying, heed Lopa's warning about the direction you're taking. But about halfway through it, it sounds as if she herself forgets about the warnings and decides just to have a good time. So here it is, Di Lopa.
Sangai mole mati huyue, moti no nini yo koyo kelanga. O tilo paye, talanzela yo kokende. O tilo paye, talanzela yo kolanda.
Mwana eh?
Mwana.
Okay, koyo ya solo. Kosuke la wapi
O dilo paye talanzela yoko kende O malo paye talanzela yoko landa O dilo paye talanzela yoko kende O dilo paye talanzela yoko landa Nga motema na kobanga mingi Makambo na komona ya bondoki Na ezale yoyo lopape oke bana yo Maloba na kopesa yo boba na motema Chance eko sanga moto te onsawe akema
Ndaka bayo kanga Maloba manga ima so wana Nguya ye ya yesu nanga Yanga ya wana maloba wana
Sayez
alegría yo
bongisa makambo kasi bongisa esaleli na yo lopanga na sili na lembi oyo kaka lopanga na sili na baye oye alopa na sili na lembi soki okondimelanga tilopa ye alopa na sili na baye soki okondimelanga nga na bikao
Ya ya ma ya 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 ma
konda kedle shibe kondo mozokato konda kedle shibe ani kedle wonle mire morgan ka okunda la mamanche ani kedle wonle mire morgan ka okunda la mamanche unda moja mama ani yon santantuka unda moja mama ani yon santantuka kamazori chapila la kinfermanina Kama zori cha pila la kinferma ninaka Ya ya ma ya 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 To yagi, mezu kera redonde. Morgon anto yagi, to yagi, mezu kera redondo. Ta cherek chiru na tota, varda ken koru numbendo. Ta cherek chiru na tota, varda ken koru numbendo. Ta kaek pakolo toita, buraken galu no tondo. Takaek pakolotsuita, pakolotsuita, burakan galu no tondo. Pakratun soy nakare, chedu no bailu rango. Pakratun soy nakare, chedu no bailu rango.
Ya ya ma ya ya, 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 ya ya ma ya ya. Ya ya ma ya ya, ya ya ma ya ya.
Paklai Marta erranianto, Rani Marta e paklento, Paklai Marta erranianto.
Farar far, zata erranianto, Farar far, zata erranianto, Farar far, zata erranianto, Farar far, zata erranianto.
Ya ya ma ya ya,
ya ya ma ya ya, ya ya ma ya ya. Ya ya ma ya ya, 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 ya ya ma ya ya.
Gonzaga Coutinho, a Goan musician, taking us down memory lane with a track called Ya Ya Ma Ya Ya, a traditional song he heard as a child amongst the Goan community in Mozambique, where he was born. Shangri-La Goa is his latest recording of traditional and popular songs from Goa, and it's out on ARC Music. Australia, with its history of old cultures and migrant communities, has a very diverse music scene, and a band called Yilila is part of that diversity. They come from one of the most remote Aboriginal communities in Arnhem Land in the Northern Territory, and their music is a great blend of the raw sounds of their homeland, interlaced with bits of Spanish guitar and rock grooves. Here's what I mean. This is E Dumbala from their album Aeroplane.
Ah.
A Vos Das Evas, a poem by Galician poet Ana Amado, put to an old traditional tune on the album Consentimento from Galician female folk band Lelia. It's an album that pays tribute to all the women who've played a part in nurturing and sustaining the music traditions of northern Spain. And that followed another track from the World Roots compilation On the Road. It was from a Georgian band called Riho, who live in such a remote part of the mountains that the Radio 3 team had to be given a helping hand by the Georgian Air Force, who lent them an ex-Russian MI8 helicopter to get there. You've been listening to me, Lopa Kotari, here on BBC Radio 3. Next week, my guests in the studio will be Paris-based Moroccan musician Aziz Samawi and his new band, University of Gnawa, a group of seriously talented and fun-loving musicians. And don't forget, if you want to join us at the 2012 World Roots Academy launch on the 27th of January, there are only a limited number of seats, so do apply as soon as possible to guarantee you getting a place. I'm going to leave you with another recent release. It's out on Stearns and it's called simply Chosan, after the artist Ablai Njai Chosan, a 74-year-old singer from Senegal who's been part of the backbone of the country's music scene since the 50s. This is Sikat from his first ever solo album, a driving beat, sweet melodies on the saxophone and a voice that evokes the passion and emotions of Qawwali song. Till next week, goodbye.
Bottom. Hello, I'm John Shea. Welcome to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. And we're starting today with one of the highlights of the 2009 BBC Proms, the concert by the West Eastern Divan Orchestra and their founder-conductor Daniel Barenboim. The orchestra brings together young Israelis and Arabs, every player listening intently to the voice of the composer and to each other, as Barenboim says. And we'll hear them in Wagner, Berlioz and, first of all, Liszt. Les Préludes borrows its title from the poet Alphonse Lamartine, whom Liszt claimed as his inspiration. Hans von Bülow explained the title by asking, "What else is our life but a series of preludes to that unknown hymn, the first solemn note of which is intoned by death?"
Thank you.